He's the director of the Office of Divine Worship, so he knows a thing or two about the faith. It's Monsignor Gerard O'Connor.
It is time once again to talk the liturgical life with Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. Monsignor O'Connor is the director of the Office of Divine Worship, and every month they issue a newsletter with hopes to provide news with regard to liturgical topics and special events. This week, Monsignor O'Connor is joining me to talk about some of the big days in the life of the church that happen in the month of November. Good morning, Monsignor. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. You're always welcome.
Well, Monsignor, it's a bit of a New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, as far as the liturgical calendar is concerned, because in the month of November, the liturgical calendar ends with the Feast of Christ the King. Kind of tell us a little bit about this feast day in the life of the church.
Well, Christ the King was traditionally, given to the church's calendar in 1925, and was always at the end of October. But after the reforms of the council, we came to put that as the last Sunday of ordinary time. So ordinary time obviously changes throughout the year depending on the weeks and the date of Easter. But so this was placed at the last day of ordinary time. And it's a feast to remind us about the sovereignty of Christ, that when we look at this world and the, you know, the things that go on, that we shouldn't get anxious. You know, Christ is the King. He is supreme. He is sovereign. He has won for us salvation, and that's what we celebrate in this feast, to remind us about that and not to get too anxious about the things of the world.
Well, Monsignor, that Sunday, does that kind of begins what we would think about as the last week of the liturgical year, because, well, the Sunday after that, well, we celebrate Christ on the feast day of Christ the King as King of the universe. Well, then we turn around the Sunday after and we start preparing for his life again through the Advent season. So that marks the first weekend of the Advent season and kind of a new liturgical year for us.
Yes, the church's liturgical year starts with the first Sunday of Advent every year, which is the 4 weeks preparing for the celebration of Christmas. So after the Feast of Christ the King, which would be a Sunday of ordinary time normally, that week building up to the next weekend is still weekdays of ordinary time. And then the Sunday or the vigil starts the first Sunday of Advent. And then we prepare for Christmas.
Monsignor O'Connor is joining us today. We get to talk the liturgical life as he is the director of the Office of Divine Worship. Well, let's talk a little bit about Advent because, I remember thinking, when we were younger, it was really kind of a countdown to the big celebration of Christmas. But it is meant to be more of a focused penitential time, not exactly like Lent, but still it is a time that we're preparing.
Absolutely. Advent means for the coming of the Lord at Christmas. And Advent some people have referred to it as a mini Lent. The color of Advent obviously is purple, which is the penitential color. So that's the color we use for the Sundays of Advent. And it is this time of preparation where we take stock of ourselves and make sure that we're spiritually and even physically prepared for the coming of the Lord in the Nativity at Christmas.
Well, in many ways, all of us kind of prepare. We have Thanksgiving for the month of November. It's a wonderful time to add an extra opportunity to attend Mass and give thanks for all that the Lord has given us. You know, and many times people will begin to sit in adoration. Monsignor O'Connor, through your office, there are some very nice holy cards that are available. One with the Psalms and now a new one that you've issued for a prayer to the Holy Spirit for the Synod. Kind of tell our listeners a little bit about those two cards.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a missionary of charity, and they did a survey of penitents over a period of time, and asking them about some things that they like and don't like about confession. And one was that sometimes the penances given by priests are completely unimaginative, sort of go and say three Hail Marys or something like this. Whereas they felt as though when that happens, the priest really hasn't listened to their confession, or they don't sort of get what's going on in their spiritual lives. And So we talked about this, and you know, we often think, I often like to give as a penance a psalm that is would be meaningful to that person, depending on what they're going through, you know, like Psalm 23 or something, the comfort of the Good Shepherd. But when you give a penance like that, obviously not everybody's carrying their Bible with them, and sometimes they go home and they can't find, you know, what you gave them, etc. So we produced some cards with just a selection of psalms, five of them, which we offer to priests so they can give them out in the confessional, so that if we think there's a psalm that would touch the hearts of a penitent, we can say, hey, there you go. Say Psalm 23 or 84 or 51. And so that's what we did. And they've been very popular. We tried to get them out for the convocation, but we were a bit late in printing because of various printing issues. But yeah, since then, we're offering them to our parishes. And also people have started using them at the beginning of meetings instead of saying, you know, the usual prayers. It's nice for a group of people who get together to recite one of the Psalms together as a preparation for a meeting.
Oh, it is a wealth of treasure for our church, and it's wonderful to be able to have them in these handy cards. And also now we see there is a printed prayer for the synod, and it's a prayer to the Holy Spirit. What's the connection between the Holy Spirit and the synod?
Well, the Holy Father has asked that, you know, this prayer that the Vatican came up with for the prayer for the synod was used at the Second Vatican Council. Ad Sumus was the Latin beginning of the prayer, which is invoking the Holy Spirit to come to be with us in these meetings, to fight away any lack of clarity and confusion, to give us a right mind with the Church as we gather to discuss these holy things, specifically the Synod. However, this prayer, as I say, has been used in the Second Vatican Council when the bishops would meet, and it's a prayer traditionally used at the beginning of any sort of meeting. So again, we've produced this, and it's not just for people who are discussing the Synod, but for anybody who's having a meeting, whether it be parish, pastoral council, or just a group of people getting together, invoking the Holy Spirit to give clarity and to you know, ward off a lack of confusion in our meeting, and that we would have this inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So it's very much a prayer to be said when Christians gather to invoke the Holy Spirit to inspire us for our purpose.
Oh, wonderful. And again, to have access to any of these cards, they would just need to contact your office?
Absolutely. They can be downloaded from our webpage, but if you want some beautifully printed cards, which they are very nicely done, yeah, call Anne-Marie at our office and she'll happily provide some to you.
Oh, wonderful. We appreciate that and all that you do through your office. Monsignor, thank you so much for your time today. Before we go, will you end us in a prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us as we journey towards the season of Advent. May we prepare for the coming of your Son and rejoice at the Incarnation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. He is the Director of the Office of Divine Worship. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get to their office if you're interested in looking at their holy cards. And you're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview available on our webpage or at Hail Mary Media app.